Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. We've now entered into the month of June. I don't know about you, but as we come into June, July, August, my heart begins to leap for the summer months. And not only do I get excited about the warmer weather and the more that you can do outside in comparison to a really, really cold day, but I love the fact that the sun is shining. And speaking of that, light. How powerful is light? I heard a man one time say that sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. Sunlight and light in general is special in a lot of ways. I mean, we need light to see. We literally can use certain types of lights to kill germs and bacteria and so on. But even spiritually, Jesus came as the light of the world, the one who would bring light into a dark place covered in sin, in rebellion, and in disobedience, and bringing light, the light of life that would save us all. I want to read a verse for today from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. And I love to meditate on this verse. Why? Because it reminds me of the power of the light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Years ago, there was a wall, interior wall in my house, and one time there was a pipe that had broken on the inside of the wall, and so needless to say, the whole wall had to be torn open. And what did we find? Not only did we find a broken pipe that was leaking water, but we were able to see a little bit of mold. We were able to see some places that also needed some fixing. Now, if the wall would have remained closed, we would have never known the issue behind that wall. We would have never been able to discover how there was mold behind the wall or all sorts of other things that needed to be fixed within that wall. When we opened that wall, as bad as it was, light was now shining. And even though there were still some things to clean up, there were things to fix, bottom line, it was now exposed. Now we could deal with the issue. As I read this verse, over and over I come to God and I ask him, Lord Jesus, shine light in my heart. Shine light in my mind. Why is that? Because in reality, on our own, we have a lot of dark things within our hearts and within our minds, things that are warped, things that are in opposition to God. It could be bad ways of thinking. It could be warped, distorted ideas of who God is, and maybe things that are intertwined with the world and the world's ways and ideas and philosophies. We can go on and on to the things that we were taught, to the way that we were raised, just maybe things that were not good that have been stored up in the dark within our hearts and minds and coming out in ways that we probably wouldn't prefer. Maybe our attitude has been really bad. Maybe the way that we have reacted to people or the decisions that we've made and how we make those decisions have been all off in alignment to the will of God for our lives. Why? Because there's something inside that's not right. There's something inside that needs to be dealt with. There is maybe some warpedness that needs to be straightened out. There is a way or a style or just something that needs light. And what I love is that God is able to shine light for those who seek him and say, Lord, shine your light. Holy Spirit, speak to me. Let me see those dark things in my life. Let me see where that bad attitude is coming from or where this sinfulness is really rooted in. And everything that is exposed by the light becomes visible. And I find that the more that you come to God and the more that we allow his light to shine in our lives, listen, you may find and discover some things that are not so nice. You may begin to understand reasons and see strongholds that have held you down from really going deeper with God or really held you back from going further into the call that he has over your life. And there may be moments where you're thinking, God, how do we deal with this? But here goes the key. Because it has now been exposed in the light, because confession has been made, because God has revealed it to you, now we can begin to repair. Now we can repent for doing or saying something against somebody that we've forgotten about years ago. Now we can repent and be restored back to God in a place that we disobeyed and it just seemed to be rotting on the inside like mold and cancer just growing. And now through the light of God, we can begin hand in hand to work things out and to get right with the Lord. This is an everyday thing. This is an everyday part of our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God for his light. Jesus is the light. He is able to open up the places of hardness and the places of darkness and allow the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus to come in. I'm praying today like I had to tear open that wall years ago that we would all, every day, whether it's big things or small things, be saying, Lord, let light shine in my heart. Shine your light. Search out my heart so that I can see the places of darkness in me, and that I can come after them, that we can annihilate them through the power of repentance and mercy and forgiveness, so that God would be honored, so that I would serve you freely, God, without things on the inside holding back. So may we come to the light today. Everything that is exposed by the light becomes visible. May we not only allow God's light to shine within us, but may we too, as the word says, everything that is illuminated becomes a light. May we also be illuminated by God's power working in us, so that the world would see the light of the world in us, and that others will be able to come out of darkness into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Awaken, arise, and may God's light touch your life in this time and in this season. Hope to talk to you guys again soon. And please feel free to visit us for further articles and other podcasts and even some sermons at unitedfaithchurch.org. Hope to speak to you again soon. God bless.